As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Bob is so kind and Bob is smart. Bob's favorite ball cop is Paul Blart.
Bob, I thought that was highly unprofessional when you left the studio at the end of the last segment. And then I looked up and you were gone and I was still trying to, discuss a topic. What happened there? Did you leave in a huff?
No. You clearly made it aware that I was going over, even though I didn't. You put me in that position. I had to leave because I had nothing else to say and I knew that we were over. If you watch Austin over here, he's been waving his hands left and right trying to get you, and you have just ignored him left and right.
Well, I know, but you were the one who was dictating a segment while he was waving his hands wildly. You were doing the over-under on this guy where
but
he's going to get
the
picked.
The only reason the segment went where it went is because you went over your allotted time, forcing me to condense what I was trying to do, therefore
That's
making,
a fair point.
Making
yeah.
the segment completely useless, and so I left.
Very fair point. Listen to this. Two guys I respect a lot. One is Steve Serby from the New York Post. He's been covering the NFL longer than Ron Cook. You know Steve, Bob?
I know of him. No, I don't know him.
So he has the Steelers. Okay, he's got, the typical stuff at the top of the draft. He's got Cam Ward going 1, Travis Hunter 2, which is starting to become widely believed, Abdul Carter 3, etc. Ashton Jeanty, he is the Bears, moving up to 5th to take him. How about that, Bob? And then we go through the draft, and he's got the Steelers at number 21 taking Shedeur Sanders. And Serby says, good move for not opting for the Green Bay green room with Mike Tomlin still being held hostage by Aaron Rodgers. And then Peter Schrager, I really like him, and I know you do too, Limits, right?
Yeah, I do.
NFL really do. Network just moved over to ESPN, I bet, for a pretty good buck. Bob, he has the Steelers taking Shedeur Sanders. He says, I know, and he's very good, Peter Schrager. He says, I know the Steelers had a good meeting with Sanders when he visited a few weeks back. I also know the Steelers don't have a QB1 on their roster. This might be viewed as a, quote, slip down the board for Sanders. He could go anywhere from number 3 to the Giants to the second round. Going to Pittsburgh here as the second quarterback in the class wouldn't be so bad. So there you go. The guy I mentioned from Walter Football, whose name I forget now, but he's the most accurate mock drafter, multiple years, including last year. He hit on almost 40%, Bob. He's got the Steelers taking a defensive lineman, but he has the Browns taking Shedeur at 33, circling back in the second round and getting him. So I'm left confused by all this, much as we all were by Kenny Pickett. It's fair to mention that Dulac at that time reported there was zero chance the Steelers would take Pickett, that Mike Tomlin, quote, had eyes only for Malik Willis. Somebody over there threw some breadcrumbs in a different direction that year. Some years we all know. Najee Harris, the entire planet knew the Steelers were taking him. But this year is one of those drama years, Bob. Dulac says there is no chance they're taking Shador Sanders. Many other people have him pegged as going to the Steelers. What do you make of all this? Are you going to be shocked if they take him? I'm certainly not.
I'm not shocked at anything anymore because I hear all these different things. I don't think anyone knows. They're making their best guess based on information, but I see information on both sides of this. I've seen people who have been in meetings with Shador Sanders, NFL associate assistant coaches who say that it's the worst interview they ever had and blah, blah, blah. And then you hear other guys talking about how wonderful it is. And then you have BetMGM tweeting out here that Shador Sanders didn't go to any of his teammates' birthday parties that he was invited to. And they took that as a, you know, whatever you want to use as your criteria,
Bob,
go
that,
ahead.
That was a joke made up back of Draft Day. You know the movie Draft Day in reference to Boat Callahan. Nobody went to his birthday party.
Whatever.
I think BetMGM was just trying to
whatever. You just threw it out there, Bob.
Because I'm tired of all of this. There's so much of it. How do we really know? How do we know if Mike Tomlin's throwing you a little curveball
here? Well, that's been part of the draft for a million years.
That.
It's subterfuge.
But we sit here and you're asking me what I think. What I think is I don't know.
Do you think of Shador Sanders? Let's get to the bottom of that. You and I in Limits have all now had more than enough time to hear from everybody, read everything.
I don't want him.
We watched him play.
I've said that a million
times. And
we've
seen all the reports. Well, let's get a little more specific. What do we like and not like about this guy? Limits, why don't you go first?
All right. What I like about him is that he's confident about himself, but on the other side of that, I feel like some of that confidence gets into a little bit of arrogance. I like the presence that he has in the pocket.
Let me jump in right
sure,
there.
Go right
don't
ahead.
You want your quarterback to have some arrogance? Name me a great quarterback who wasn't arrogant.
That's a good. Was Jim Kelly arrogant?
Absolutely. There's a certain professional arrogance, I suppose, and then there's an arrogance that is more harmful.
Was Peyton
to
Manning
yourself and others
arrogant?
Absolutely.
I see. Well, what I view about a lot of that is confidence not really bleeding into arrogance. When it gets into arrogance, I think of kind of like Baker Mayfield at Oklahoma. Like that was a lot of arrogance.
That okay, arrogance compared to abject cockiness
yes.
is different,
yes.
I think.
Yeah, I think that's the better way to put it. I do worry about the amount of sacks that Sanders takes, and also do think he has a really good football IQ. But I think Malzi pointed out something really good a couple of weeks ago where a lot of analysts and scouts have said that some of the throws that Sanders made that were contested balls were going to be intercepted in the NFL. And when I watched Sanders' highlight tape a couple of days ago, I went back and watched like 20 minutes. The main takeaway that I had coming away from it was, wow, Travis Hunter is really good, not Shador Sanders is a first-round type of quarterback.
Bob, what do you like and not like about him?
What I like is that he's willing to stand in there and try to make plays, which is good, and I've talked about that with Mason Rudolph as a strong point. What I don't like is sometimes he holds on to the ball way too long. It takes too many sacks. You can tell me about their offensive line, but I will tell you after watching some too that he held on the ball way too much. Missed receivers who were open because he was looking in one direction. Now, whether or not that's a product of what they were doing, I don't know all of that. What I do know is that I've seen inconsistency with regard to progressions that he's missed open, and every quarterback does. So that's not necessarily a slam on him. It's just what I see from him is inconsistency when it comes to when to throw the ball, how quickly he has to throw the ball, taking unnecessary sacks, and not going through all the progressions before he gets sacked. Now, that's a combination of offensive line and him both. I get it. So I don't know. I don't have a feel that he's the right guy for it.
Fair enough. 412-928-9370. Shador Sanders has become the story of the week, the past couple weeks, really. He's lobbying to come here. You could hear that yesterday. Tomlin goes out of his way to compliment him. Smokescreen, doing a solid to his friend Dion. When there's other narratives coming out that aren't complimentary of Shador, is Tomlin trying to balance that? I don't know. What do we make of that? What do you make of Sanders? I'm sure a lot of us, most of you listening, saw him play multiple games. They were on TV all the time this past season, and you've read and heard and listened to everything. What's your take here? Now, what I like about him, this dude, according to PFF, was the most pressured quarterback in the country. In the country. Some of that was on him. Most of that was on his offensive line. And the one thing I love about him more than anything else, And I think it's the great separator between guys who make it and guys who don't, is he can stand in there, he can process under great duress with the threat of being violently hit and deliver the ball where it needs to go accurately. As PFF said, and I quote, when quarterbacks are constantly under duress, they often panic, not Sanders. That is true. He does have a high football IQ. That too is a separator for guys who make it and guys who don't. He's extremely accurate. The dude completed 74% of his passes. You can put whatever qualifiers you want to put on that. That's a transferable stat, really, over history. When somebody's completing in a conference like that, over 70% of their passes across two seasons, that's transferable. The things I don't like is some of the tangible things. Velocity they talked about on PFF. Limits is right, I think. Some of those balls that he put into tight windows in college would be knocked down or worse in the NFL. You got to put a little more zip on the ball. And he also did, like you said, Bob, hold it too long.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But overall, my position is, the Steelers need a franchise quarterback. They need to take big swings on guys. They don't need to reach, but in a sense, you're always reaching because nobody knows about these guys. I think he's a worthwhile swing. He's not to the level of Jackson Dart, who I still have number one, who just got an endorsement from Ben yesterday, I might add. But I think he's a worthwhile swing in this draft because if you don't have that, what do you really have?
So if you had Dart and Shadur both falling?
Dart.
Okay.
Yeah. Dart.
So as much as you just opined about Shadur, you think Dart is better?
I do.
Okay. Yeah. And I would agree with that.
I think I don't think Shadur can't run or can't.
Dart's a better runner.
Or isn't athletic,
sure.
But Dart's better.
Yeah.
Dart's better. I'm with Ben on that. Do we have the little Ben clip on Jackson Dart? Oh, limitless wonder. I really like this. I think Ben sees some of himself in Jackson Dart.
From footballing.
I've watched him play a few games, and I really liked what I saw from Jackson Dart from Ole Miss.
Yeah.
Like, just seems like he's got a gunslinger mentality, but he can run. There's just something there.
We also have more on what Ben had to say about Dart.
And that's kind of what I liked about Jackson Dart when I was watching some of his games. It's like, man, he could just make the ugly look good.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm not saying he's perfect or, you know, no one is, but there were just some things that I was really impressed with how he played the game. And because here's the funny thing about Jackson Dart. When I watched him play the games at Ole Miss. I'm like, man, there's something about them. I like it. And that's, to me, when you say that there's something about them, like there's something about them. Yeah. That's that intangible thing, right? So anyway, when I watched him play at Ole Miss, I was like, boy, I like that right there. There's something about him. Now, when I watched him at the combine, I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
I wasn't impressed at the combine. Like, I was kind of like...
He almost needs that.
Almost like, man, I don't know. And so usually it's the other way around. Usually it's like you're watching the game like, and then you go to the combine or a pro day and you're like, oh, the guy impresses. Now, to me, what was more valuable is the game. I like that. I like that. That was way more valuable than sitting where it's pretty and not looking good.
That's incredible, Limits. You didn't tell me there was another side to this. I think that's a really balanced scouting report.
That was a very insightful answer by Ben, who knows quarterbacks. And, yeah, the combine, that's another down part for Jackson Dart. A lot of people came away thinking that's not the person we saw during these games. So,
well, that's Ben. Some other people saw him at the combine and said he you know, was fantastic. But also, to be fair, Bob, and this isn't an insult to Ben, Ben's a top 10 quarterback of all time who knows more about quarterbacking than nearly anybody on the planet, right? He thought Kenny Pickett was going to be really good.
Yeah,
I mean, and that was after watching Pickett play a handful of games. Why don't we play that again? And this is all of us. If this isn't proof that we don't know what the hell we're looking at with quarterbacks, this is
Ben
on Pickett.
Team.
Yes.
Teams.
It started out yesterday's show. Bill Belichick thought that Mac Jones was the answer. Chuck Knoll, again, one of the greatest coaches of all time, approved the pick of Mark Malone in the first round. It's everybody. This was Ben from footballing when Kenny was, you know, a half dozen games into his career, Bob. And I think he's like the rest of us. He was saying, you know what? I might have been wrong about this guy.
I will add my caveat, my asterisk from earlier. Like, it's Kenny's first year. I get that. But I wasn't sure what to expect with Kenny. I know he played great at Pitt and did a lot of great things. Coming in, I just wasn't sure what to think. I didn't know enough.
Sure.
And early on, I was kind of, okay, I think he'll be good. Like, I think he's, there's no problems. And it's not like, I'm not jealous or anything. I was going to be jealous of. But I think there was just like, okay, I think he'll be a good player for them. Mm. I think he's going to be what they're looking for. I severely, in my opinion, underestimated Kenny.
Mm.
I think he throws the ball better than I thought. He runs way better than I thought. He's, I don't know if he's faster or just more elusive, but he runs the ball way better than I expected and thought. His decision-making's really, really good. His leadership, his toughness, just enough of an edge to him, it looks like. So,
and he went on to say, is on his way to being the guy we thought he would be. Yeah. Now, having heard that, my ears are wide open when Ben is analyzing Jackson Dart. Like, I'm not going to hold that against Ben any more than I'll say, oh, no, I don't think Belichick really is one of the great coaches of all time because he completely missed on Mac Jones. Nobody knows. The brightest minds, people who have played the position, even after watching a guy for a half dozen games in the NFL, didn't know. We still don't know about Justin Fields. I could line up 10 former quarterbacks, 10 GMs, 10 great coaches, and they would all have different opinions on Justin Fields right now. And we've seen him play 50 games in the NFL. Who's to say Ben won't still be right on Kenny Pickett? What if Kenny Pickett gets a real chance somewhere where Matt Canada's not his offensive coordinator? I don't know. Pony went on here the other day and he's given Mason Rudolph a second chance. He gave him the moniker Mediocre Mason. Now he says he could be the next Geno Smith. I don't blame Pony for that. He might be right. You know why, Bob? Because nobody knows. But I'll tell you, my ears are open when I hear Ben analyzing Jackson Dart, no matter what he's been right or wrong about in the past.
Right, and it can change just like it did for Sam Darnold, who is you know, basically coming out of school. He was going to be this difference maker for the Jets. That didn't work. Seeing ghosts out of a job, next thing he moves on to three different teams. And finally, it took some time and a good system, but finally he put himself in a position to get paid big time with Seattle.
And we still don't know about him.
No, we don't. And he could regress just as easily. That's why, I'll say this for the last time, I wanted Justin Fields to remain here because I do believe that guys sometimes take a little bit more time to get the right things in place for them to be successful. And I always thought he had more ability than he showed in the passing game. However, now that's gone by, they're going to have to make other assessments here, and like we said, it's not just us. It's teams themselves who put a lot of money, time, and effort into this who have no idea what the end result will be. Now, Brock Purdy's another good example in the reverse way because everyone didn't want to touch him.
Yeah.
Too many things are against him. So he gets picked in the seventh round, and now, tremendous. All of a sudden, though, I don't know if they want to pay him what he wants. The market says $50 million.
We still don't know about him either.
No, he can turn out not to be $50 million.
Two guys we do know about, to your point, in the opposite direction, were better than anybody thought, and every team almost passed on both of them, Lamar Jackson and Jalen Hurts.
Yeah. Well, a lot of teams passed on Lamar Jackson, including the Steelers.
Yeah.
But he ended up going to a team that likes to run, used his run first, and he's developed in time into the MVP of the league twice.
So I know that I could be very wrong. So could Jack Ham. So could Ben. So could Dan Orlovsky anybody. But I love what I see and hear and watch when it comes to Jackson Dart. I think he's going to be a really good quarterback. I see a little Bo Nix. Best case, I see some Jalen Hurts. Other people see Kenny Pickett. Other people see bad things ahead for Jackson Dart. You know, Will Levis or something. I think he's going to be really good. So that's what we're all left with here, is basically guessing. And in the end, guessing whether the Steelers will actually draft a quarterback. Do you think they will, Bob?
No.
At 21?
I don't. I'm going to go defensive line, one of those guys. I've said that from the beginning.
Why did they spend so much time with these guys then? That's what I don't understand.
Well, they spent time with 9 defensive linemen.
Right.
They spent time with 6 running backs.
And a bunch of quarterbacks. Those are the 3 positions.
Right.
So why did they spend so much time with them? I ask again.
Well, because they have that's part of what they do. Every team gets 30 of these visits.
Well, what would be the point of spending time with
guys
if you're not going to take them?
Because you want to find out more and more. All the information should matter. It's not 100%, but you got to get as much information as you can.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. MIDI can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.